Welcome to our school's podcast. Here we're going to show you how teachers, parents, and pupils can share advice, tips, and know-how to bring the best out of all of us. Learning is a joint experience, and through our series of interviews, we can all learn more and achieve even greater things. Here is this week's host.
Hello, and welcome to our newest edition of our Superintendent Student Advisory Council podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Alexander, and let's get to it. Let's meet our newest podcasters.
I'm Riley Wells.
I'm Connor Deming.
Welcome. So today we are going to talk about bullying and behaviors. We all know that that's a really deep conversation about bullying that I'm sure you guys have dealt with a lot in your educational endeavors. Yeah. What do you think is that people should know about bullying?
I think it's for people to realize that bullying doesn't have to be verbal, but bullying can be online too. It's probably more online today than it used to be, but it's everywhere. Even when you don't think it is, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. Connor, what have you witnessed?
I've witnessed a lot of like cyberbullying lately. Just random stuff online, stuff that doesn't really just make sense a lot. And to me, it's just random.
Yeah, and it comes in so many shapes and forms. We don't know, the one biggest one is people getting upset about somebody dating their ex-boyfriend or cheating rumors, all of that. But as we talked about earlier before the podcast, you know, racism is one that we deal with on bullying. Sexual orientation is a big one that, you know, we've come to understand is one that's been going on for, you know, a while, but was not really talked about years ago.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like bullying now, it's, I'm trying to think of how to word it. It's such a wide variety of how it comes that you really don't think of it in that way anymore. Like, for instance, when bullying comes online, it could simply be because when you're reading something online, you don't know the person's tone. So it could simply be mistaking their tone and causes a whole thing. And then people will get bullied over it. It just comes in so many, like, different ways and so many ways it could be avoided. And it's all because of social media.
Social media and texting.
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. And I think it's starting at a younger age. When I was a kid, you didn't really start to see bullying until maybe you were like 12 or older. Whereas now we're seeing it all the way in kindergarten, which is really sad. Did you guys feel that way when you were that age? Or
when I was in pre-K to now, I wasn't really, you know, bullied. There wasn't really much bullying when I was in Seville, Mad River Middle, Spinning Hills. There wasn't much bullying there. But now my sister is at Seville, and she has a lot more bullying there than there's ever been. But she loves it there.
Yeah.
But she just comes home saying that people are bullying people and, like,
just the meanness.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things that we try to talk to students about is being kind.
But because of bullying, people, it makes it so much harder for someone to accept who they are these days. And it's same with racism. I mean, to me personally, a color is a color. I see you as human. Like, I honestly don't understand the whole racism thing, because to me, everybody's just human. We're just all trying to wake up this and make it through the day. That's how I see things.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I want to say, just don't judge a book by its cover.
Right.
Like, some people, you know, they say one thing, and then somebody immediately judges them on what they had just said. Like, when they say the one thing, doesn't mean they could say something mean, but then that they might just be having a bad day, you know? And then when they're having good days, they're all nice and everything. But from what that person said and what other people are thinking is two different things.
I feel like everything can be such like a big game of telephone. Everything, it can start as one thing completely innocently, and then it can get to a whole other group of people with something so awful. And then it can start bad behavior, it can start bullying, because it's like a giant game of telephone.
Yeah, I mean, we often witness it as adults. That's what's really sad, because a lot of kids are learning this from, you know, watching their parents do it, you know, and I almost allude to it as being a keyboard warrior, because there's a lot of stuff that you would say on your by text or on the computer that you probably wouldn't say to a person's face, which, you know, as we all know, it gets worse.
Yeah, it's when you're behind that computer screen or behind your phone, it's like you can be a whole different person and you can have no repercussions from it, because, I mean, and nowadays you can do things completely anonymous and nobody will know who it is. You can say whatever you're feeling or anything. And I feel like what people don't realize is there are ways to find out what you say, even though you are in like anonymous mode and stuff. And anything you ever say, you can post something from when you very first get your social media account. Everything's out there forever.
Yeah, and it's hurtful, especially, you know, if somebody posts a picture of you and somebody makes a horrid comment about that photo. It guts you.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it, people are not, you know, almost taking that 10-second rule, think before you react. Mm-hmm. I think we need to get back to that. I think we, you know,
100%
need to start thinking, is this behavior necessary and how is it going to affect me and affect the person that I'm doing it towards? Mm-hmm. And that's what's really crazy. You know, I think we as a society have just become so, you know, non-feeling.
I'm so comfortable being behind like a mask of social media. Really, it all really comes down to it. I'm not saying social media is the, you know, the root of all evil or anything. I'm saying social media is used as a mask nowadays. It's used as I can do anything I want with nothing to come from it.
Mm-hmm.
People take it as like a boost of confidence, just not in the correct way.
Like you said, Riley, it's a mask. It's a shield. It's to cover what they want to say in person, but they can't because they're afraid what they say in person may come out differently as what they say in text. It's just a huge shield behind the screen, and you act like a totally different person over text than what you do in person. And yeah, it's just a mask.
And we've also talked about how, you know, you take just a few minutes to bully somebody, but if you're doing it online, it lasts forever. You can't take it away.
Yeah, once you put something out there, you're not getting it back.
Yeah.
You can delete it. You can.
It's still in the
cloud. But somebody could have already screenshot it, shared it. And once you put something out there, it's always in iCloud.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom used to always say, don't put anything in writing that you don't want to haunt you in the future. And now, I mean, it haunts people, you know, from explicit photos that you may share with someone who could end up sending those to other people, say if you get into a fight, to horrible conversations that you may have had about somebody via text or email and sending it off. And I don't think people that are young often realize that it can haunt you when looking for a job.
Yeah.
Or if you're going into the military. I think that's the, you know, real issue.
100%.
Yeah. Your actions speak louder than words sometimes, and that's what we have to understand.
Yeah.
Just being kinder and gentler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like people nowadays really struggle with that, because we did go through a whole But, like, with COVID, we were quarantined for, like, almost a year. So we had to go. We went, a year with only socializing with social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's when everything kind of, it was like a big outbreak of all of this hatred. Anytime you could, you scroll on social media anymore, it's making fun of someone. And it's like, it's hard to find those positive people that are on there. Like, there's people on there that are there. That's like their job. Like, they do that. They post good information. They post, like, happy things. And then there's a whole other side of it that's just so dark.
And Connor, do you feel that there's avenues that people can take if they're being bullied here, especially at one of the schools?
Yeah. I want to say less social media, less being on electronics. Get out more. Be with your friends. Be with the ones you know. Like, don't meet people online and say they're your friend. You don't know that.
Go back to the old ways of...
And go back to your reliable friends. The friends you've known for years and years. Mm-hmm. The ones you can trust. And just don't go on social media.
And stop the he said, she said stuff. Oh yes. Yeah. What about, like, can you speak to a counselor? Say you are being bullied right now. What do you think a person, if I said, hey, I'm being bullied, what should I do?
I would say you can go to an adult that you trust. If that's your parents or if it's a school counselor or a teacher, you just go to them. If you want to let someone know but you don't want, like, you don't want to say to you because you're scared of what could happen, we do have a tip line on our school website. For any bullying or anything you see going on in the school that you need to, you feel like you need to report to someone, but you're scared to do it yourself, you can always report that hotline.
And Officer Toscani is available to speak to anybody if you guys feel that you are in danger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would recommend going to Officer Toscani, even though he's a policeman, he's really cool. I got to talk to him.
Exactly. Yeah, he's a nice guy, and he was one of you at one point in time. So we've all been through, it's hard to believe, but yeah. So, but, you know, empathy counts.
Yes, 100%.
Well, thanks for joining me today. You guys have really opened my eyes to some stuff. Thank you.
Thank you.